is KAYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church. And you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
And God would allow things to draw us closer in. There are times in our life that we think we're doing fine. I've been this way all my life. I'm going to keep doing it that way. Well, you can, because God has a permissive will. But God is working things out for the good. Because before you will leave the face of this earth, you will understand who is the maker, the creator, the sustainer, the provider, the one that got you up this morning, the one that started you on your way, the one that gave you life, liberty, and truth. We thought slavery was bad. The Lord said, I've got something over slavery. And even though slavery was a burden on us, when we look at what God was doing, He was bringing us out of something to give us something that we need right here, right now, so that the Word of God can be expounded, so that our nation will hear, in spite of all the things that transpire. God says, I can do all things. I can take what is bad, and I can turn it around and make it good. That's the God that we serve. As bad as it was, God says, I'm working things out for your good. It is evidence how could a nation that was founded on religious freedom see the first black president in the United States stand in the White House, a house that was made by black men. We serve a God, and no matter how much the system try to ignore and how people try to disregard, God says, I'm working it out because I have a blessed assurance. And you will live up to your creed by which you profess. I'm talking to a nation. My brothers and sisters, God is strengthening us. Are you being strengthened as you walk through this thing? Other times trouble comes as a result of sin. Sin in our lives. Hebrews 12 and 5 tells us that our Heavenly Father will chasten those who He loves or those He owns.
That's right.
There are times when the Lord has to shake us in order to make us or to conform us. There are times God has to shake us to get our attention. Have you been shaken by the Lord? That health condition, was the Lord shaking you? That house that you lost, was the Lord shaking you? The car that you had a wreck in, was the Lord shaking you? Sometimes the Lord has to shake us to make us. Sometimes the Lord has to conform us into a thing. So we can all predestined to look just like Him. There are many reasons that we face times and difficulties, regardless of why we are facing trouble. There are reasons for it. But the good news is God can use these times for our good. working it out. For God is working the events of our life together for our final, eternal, and ultimate good. We tend to focus, Brother Gaines, on the here and now. But God focuses on the here and the hereafter. God is concerned about us now. But God is more concerned about where we head after. See, some folks, God is right here. It's in everything that we have right here. And if that's truly what you want, you can have that. But there's a price to be paid for those who said, this is what I want, and I don't want anything beyond this. And the Lord has simply said, okay, I've given you every opportunity. I've given you every opportunity to change. I've provided everything that you needed to be saved. I sent my son to suffer and die so that you won't have to suffer under the law of sin and death. I've given you every opportunity under what we call the dispensation of grace. I have given you everything you need. I've given it all, and I did it to work it out for your good. And if you don't accept it, I can't use you. I don't even know you. The work for our good and the eye has already been completed. You've been trying to work yourself into salvation. I can tell you right now, you ain't going to work your salvation. The suffering and the persecution was done at Calvary. Jesus did it. And Paul gave the believer the assurance of this completed work by writing this letter to expose you and I, to share to you and I, to reveal to you and I what the Lord is up to. The Lord is up to trying to save us from ourselves. Secondly, God has determined to fulfill his purpose for the believer. He has already determined. God wants the believer to do, or what God wants the believer to do, is to take heart, for he has assured, or he has guaranteed our salvation. God has assured and God has guaranteed your salvation and mine. God knows the suffering of the believer. He knows the suffering that you and I go through. Every day he's watching it. For it states that for God did foreknow, even before the foundation of the world, God knew. He knew everything that would happen in our life. He knew what we would do and why we did it. He knew what we're thinking before we even think it. He knew all of the hidden secrets of our life. He knows the stuff that we trying to cover up. God knew it. Nothing escapes him. Nothing will catch him by surprise. He has an all-seeing eye. The Holy Spirit is a witness to what God is saying as well. It's when you come before him under divine grace or the divine throne of judgment, rather, what will your record say and speak? So no matter how great the struggle or how great the suffering, God is going to complete his purpose for the believer's life. No matter how you suffer, no matter what you go through, no matter what people will say about you, no matter how they will work against you, God says, I've got this thing. I've got this thing handled. But Father, I've done my best. And he turns and he says to us, but I gave you my best. I gave you my son who came in the fullness of time to redeem, to restore, to regenerate you. I gave you my best. For God so loved the world and he gave his one and only son, his only begotten son, that whosoever, inclusive, believing in him shall not perish but have eternal or everlasting life. I've given you my best. And he went through it all. My brothers and sisters, when Jesus went to the cross, I'm reminded of what he said. He said, Father, if it be possible, let this bitter cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but let thy will be done. You can imagine the suffering that the Lord already knew he was about to go through. And all things are possible with God. But he said, nevertheless, not as I will, but let thy will be done. That was unity in the Father and the Son. In spite of all the things he was about to encounter. In spite of all the suffering he was about to endure. He knew what was about. He was about to face. My brothers, God has predestinated believers to be conformed into the image of his Son. To be conformed. We've been predestined to look just like his Son. And absolutely nothing can change that. We've been predestined to look like him. God has ordained that his Son shall have many brothers. Now I know why we call brothers and sisters in Christ. God has ordained that his Son shall have many brothers, or many adopted brothers, who will love and serve him as the firstborn, that is, the first person or the most preeminent person of the universe. First over all. God has ordained that Jesus Christ shall hold the highest rank and position, and that he be the exalted head of all creation, and to whom all men look. Now I know why Jesus said all power. God just gave you a negative, you missed him. Now I know why he said all of heaven and earth is given to me. All power is in his hand. My brothers and sisters, he's exalted. Therefore, God will not allow nothing to defeat the believer. You are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Claim your power. Claim your sonship. Claim all that the Lord has given you. It's time out for being wimpy Christians. It's time for us to be forceful warriors for the Lord. If the Lord has given you the power and he's given you the strength and he's given you a word to share, you are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Nothing can defeat the believer. The enemy only uses stuff to keep us off track, to cause us to be distracted. But when you know that you know that you know that you know that you know the man who came to steal the water, the man who came over 40 and two generations, if you know this man called Yahshua, Joshua, Jesus, the Son of the living God, when you know him for yourself, you know you are on the right track. Nothing can defeat the believers. Believers will be conformed into the image of God's Son. That word conformed means the very same form or very same likeness. Antioch. We shall be made just like Christ. As he, Christ, is perfect and eternal and without disease or pain and without sin and death, we shall be made in that same way. I hope you didn't miss that. If we've been predestined to be just like him in holiness and righteousness, that was no sin in Christ. And he went through all of the things in this life that we will go through, are going through. If we've been predestined to be lived just like him, Christ was sinless. And therefore, when we are come into the kingdom, we shall be changed in a moment in the twinkling of an eye. We shall be just like him in holiness and righteousness. Now the Father.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at